every day's not Valentine's, but you make it feel like most of the time. When I'm all alone with you, picking up pieces of my life, sometimes there's ones I just can't find, but they found a home with you. Oh, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Oh, oh, life is better with you. Oh, oh, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Life is better. Tell me what you want, I'll give you all that you need. With my heart in my hand, saying please, baby, please, because nobody does that thing you do better than you. And thoughts to swim around in my head, all the words that we ever said, my favorites remain. I love you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone. Being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. And when I think about things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better. Every day's not Valentine's, but you make me feel it most of the time with you. You. And all my life I've tried to find the one who makes me feel the way you do. Better than other days, but these days life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better.
Is there any one of your songs in particular, and you write about so many important and impactful issues, but is there one in particular that is the most personal for you?
Well, I have a song on the new record. We've been finishing a new record, and it's called Stay Human 2. I made a record called Stay Human in the year 2000. And I wrote a song for my mom. My mother was, my birth mother was Irish, German, and Belgian. My birth father is African American and Ottawa Indian. And I was adopted by the Franti family, who are second generation immigrants to America from Finland. And they had three kids of their own. They adopted myself and another African-American son. So I grew up in this really mixed melting pot. I have one sister who's a lesbian, one brother who's a cop. I was like this crazy mixed up house. But my mother was always the rock, and she would go and teach school. She taught primary education for 35 years. She'd teach 30 kids how to read and write. And then we'd come home and we'd be destroying the house, you know. So my mom would get us all taking care of each other, chopping vegetables. She sent us out in the street to play. Then she would have to take care of my dad, who was drunk, you know. But when my dad turned 66, he blossomed. He had a stroke, and when he had a stroke, somehow being sick actually made him well. And he had to humble himself to get his speech back and his physical abilities back. And he quit drinking, and he made amends to everyone he had ever hurt in his life, including myself and my mom. And he blossomed, and it was like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. And it really showed me that anyone can change at any point. And so when he had a stroke, he eventually passed away 4 years later from complications from that. So my mom had a stroke last November. So to see my mom going through what I had seen my dad go through has been really challenging, because her mind is completely there, but her body just doesn't do what she wants it to do anymore. And so I wrote this song, Stay Human, for her, and it's on the new record now.
Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. This is a song for all kinds of people, all of the cities and all of the streets, yo. The synagogue and the mosque and the steeple, the bad, ugly, the good and the evil. Some shoot bullets and some shoot needles. Some are trying to get by with the legals, getting trapped behind the concrete walls. Some are trying just to get equal. Could you ever give more today? Could you give a little? Give a little to help love find a way. And when you're feeling like you can't go on, love will find a way. And through the clouds and smoke and guns and bombs, love will find a way. And when the whole world falls on their knees to pray, that love will win today. Just keep holding on, holding on, 'cause love will find a way. Till I'm gone. This is what I say, till I'm gone away. This is what I say, this is what I say, till I'm gone away. This is what I say, this is what I say, till I'm gone away. This is what I say, this is what I say.
Yo, nobody's born hating another person. A mad world puts that poison in us, but if we can learn to hate another person, then we can learn to love a brother or sister, another mother or mister. Don't be part of the system, join the universal nation. Communication, communication, in every nation. Worldwide, worldwide.
Could you ever give more today? Could you give a little to help love find a way? When you're feeling like you can't go on, love will find a way. And through the clouds and smoke and guns and bombs, love will find a way. And when the whole world falls on their knees to pray, that love will win today. Just keep holding on, holding on, 'cause love will find a way. Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I'll say, this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away,
till I'm gone away, till I'm gone away,
till I'm gone away.
Every man, woman and child,
this is what I'll say. Till I'm gone away,
every color, every nation, every style,
this is what I'll say.
To create, to liberate and to celebrate. Not to hate.
This is what I'm saying.
Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all.
You have always been an advocate for social justice, for peace, and you don't just talk the talk. You have gone to the Middle East. You have been right there on the front lines, and yet your music, all of it really is positive, even the things that deal with really difficult issues. And I really note that in your song, Good to Be Alive Today, kind of encapsulates what I'm talking about. But how do you do that? How do you see so much of what is ugly and wrong in the world and stay as centered as you are and such a positive influence?
You know, it's funny because I've been to, you know, I've been to Israel and Palestine and to Gaza. I went to Iraq when the war was raging there. I've been to the favelas of Brazil, and I've played in South Africa and the townships there where there's intense poverty and violence. And even where I live in San Francisco in Hunters Point, we have a lot of violence and police shootings and whatnot. And I've played in prisons, and I've played in schools, and I've played all over. And what I found is that the most the deadliest war, I should say, that I see in the world today is the war between cynicism and optimism. Mm-hmm. And it's taking place inside of all of us. And what I mean by that is I've met people in Iraq in Baghdad who had more light in them than people that I've lived near in San Francisco. And you'd think it would be the opposite, but they had this sense of hope and empowerment, and we're in control of our own future and our own destiny, and we have fun and we dance and we sing and we play music together and we cook together and we have this life. And and the same goes true wherever I am. I find that battle is raging in all of us, in every person, and I know that because it's inside of myself too. And I'm somebody who's battled depression and anxiety, and it's not easy for me to just be hopeful all the time. But there's two things that I've learned. The first is that if I can change my thoughts, I can change my feelings. If I can change my thoughts, I can change my feelings. And it's like a muscle that you have to exercise. You can't just show up game 7 of the NBA final, your Steph Curry, step up to the free throw line, it's the last second shot to win it, and you look over at the bench, you're like, coach, I didn't practice this year, you know, like, and the same thing is true with optimism. If you wait till the point where you're stuck in a downward spiral or you're in a negative place, it's really hard to get out. But if you can practice all the time when things are good, and learn how to exercise that muscle and just fine-tune your way of thinking about the world and perceiving it, then when you get in those challenging places, it gets easier to snap back out of it. And that's the thing that I've noticed, like, you know, being around people who have also battled depression, like, in the ways that I have, I've learned that everyone gets sad, everyone gets angry, everyone gets, you know, has emotions, everyone has joy, elation, you know, fear. But if you don't let those emotions have ease of heart, if they can't pass with you, they get bottled in, then that's when you get depressed, and that's when people go in those periods of like a month of darkness, you know. And so learning to have that muscle strong so that you can change your thoughts when you need to find that optimism. And then the second thing for me is like creative outlet, like music, drawing, spending time in nature, singing, hanging out with friends, cooking, dancing, like those things, yoga for me is another one. And those things can turn you can literally turn you upside down. Like in yoga, when we get sad, people say, or you feel depressed, you say, do inversions, which is to get your head below your heart. So you can do that by just bending over, and you know, so your head is down and your heart is up. You can get into headstand or shoulder stand or any kind of, you know, just, or even just putting your feet up against the wall, letting the blood come down, and it makes a difference, you know. So yeah, those are the two tricks that I have, you know. Find something creative or musical, and if you can change your thoughts, you can change your feelings.
That's fantastic advice for all of us. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a long road. Oh. Every day I wake up and turn my phone on. I read the news of the day just as it's coming down. I do my best not to let it get me down. I try to keep my head up, but this is Babylon. This world's in crisis, we try to fight it. This changing climate, with scientists and with politicians divided by it. So many ways we could solve it, but they will never sign it. This mountain's tumbling down, but still we try to climb it. It's in the Torah, Quran, and in the Bible. Love is the message, but somehow we turn to rivals. It's come to people always picking up their rifles. Another school getting shot up, homicidal. Some people trying to look fly, some people trying to get high, some people losing their mind, some people trying to get by. And when you look in my eyes, you'll see the sign of the times. We are looking for the same thing. But what if this song was number one? Would it mean that love had won? Would it mean that the world was saved? And no guns are being drawn today. What if everybody had a job and nobody had to break a law? What if everyone could say, yeah, yeah,
that it's good to be alive today.
Used to feel safer when they would hear a siren, like help is on its way, but now they only think of violence. Another youth in the streets and police is in a conflict, and now they hear the guns click. Yo, Ebola crisis and ISIS is taking heads off, a drone is bombing the village, and now the kids all signing up to be soldiers, but they are willing now to do the killing now. But are you willing now? Some politicians out there making up some problems and trying to tell the people that they can solve them with TV shows and sound bites and quotes, but everybody knows that it's all about the cash flow. They're telling you and me they're making progress, but tell it to the millions of jobless. It's like a players club with billions of dollars. To get the votes, you got to make it rain in Congress. Some people trying to look fly, some people trying to get high, some people losing their mind, some people trying to get by. And when you look in my eyes, you'll see the sign of the times. We all looking for the same thing, but what if this song was number one? Would it mean that love had won? Would it mean that the world was saved and no bombs were being dropped today? What if everybody had a job and nobody had to break a law? What if everyone could say, yeah, that it's good to be alive today?